The power to tax is the power to destroy. John Marshall. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, the Treasury Department's Office of Environment and Energy is finally beginning to turn loose of documents that show Treasury is fully preparing to implement a carbon tax on the American people. This push to implement a carbon tax is in line with the International Monetary Fund's recent report, which insists that excess carbon is still fueling global warming and that a carbon tax is necessary to bring about a reduction in greenhouse gases across the globe. According to Phil Kirpin of Fox News, the Office of Environment and Energy exists principally to wait for authority to administer the revenue from a cap-and-trade scheme or carbon tax. And, apparently, to trick Americans into supporting the tax to provide it the money. Unlike socialist regimes where the state owns the production of fuel and which actually prices fossil fuels below market prices to their citizens and then pays the difference in costs, the United States system is market-driven. However, the International Monetary Fund's report equates standard tax deductions to government subsidies and as such, places the United States as one of the major wealthy state offenders of subsidizing the fuel industry and as such, must be compelled to redistribute our wealth to other countries for a more level playing field in gas prices across the globe, as well as cutting down on the voluminous amounts of carbon we're pumping in the air to the detriment of the world. Despite over 31,000 scientists attesting that the evidence has not yet led to the unmistakable conclusion that man is the driver of climate change at this point, international governments seem hell-bent on destroying modern economies to perpetuate their continued financial interest in a carbon tax scheme. For instance, a G20 report concludes that at least $2.1 trillion in investment will be required for a global carbon market. That's a lot of money in Al Gore's pocket. At a time when our economy is in the toilet, the political and financial elites have determined that we're just not taxed enough. The industries targeted as undertaxed are aviation and maritime fuels. The recent World Bank report Inclusive Green Growth, the pathway to sustainable development, says that some observers, mostly in high-income countries, have argued against the need for more growth, suggesting that what is needed instead is a redistribution of wealth. And believe it or not, this whole carbon tax, wealth redistribution scheme uses Iran as a model of reform and success. However, lest you think the governing elites are not on your side, the World Bank has advised governments how to make the carbon tax more palatable for consumers, call it an offset and not a tax. No one under this administration can look the American people in the eye and claim it is not attempting to implement a tax per se on the citizenry. Treasury has still not released about 10,000 emails from 2012 concerning this subject, but hopefully the courts will compel them to full disclosure. Until then, all preparations for this carbon tax increase disguised as an offset are in full swing. We must fight to keep our government from implementing any more draconian measures which harms an already unstable economy and people who can barely afford the rent anymore.